Okay, this is Parak Yud Gimel on Hilchos Kalim. We're going to now get into halachas of kli cheres, which is an earthenware kli. Halacha alek, kfar bi'arnu b'kama makomos, she'ein kli cheres mistame ele ma'aviro o beheset hazav. So we've already known, we know this from before, that earthenware containers, right, are only contract tuma from the inner space, right, in the inside of the kli, as well as movement by someone who is a zav. U'shar kol kelim sh'nagu behen tuma. But other kelim contract tuma, what do you call it? Through touching, nitzmu, right? Then, all right, there is through touching alone they become tuma. Even nitzmu tuma laviro, but if the tuma goes inside the inner space of another, a different type of container, below nagav him and never touches it, harayim taharin. So again, the difference between an earthenware container and a regular one is by the earthenware container, when the tuma object goes into the inner space, even if it doesn't touch the walls of the container, it is tuma. But not so by other kelim. So that's how we see what's tame by earthenware is tar by other kelim, and vice versa. And how do we know that this unique halacha by kli cheres that it only is mistame that which is in its inner space? So the Torah says basically it's only from inside of it that it becomes tame. Just like it is mistame from its inner space. So too, it is able to impart tuma into food and drink in its inner space. Okay, so kli charesh nitzma. Let's say the earthenware container is tame, even nichnas ochel mashkan laviro, and let's say food or liquid goes into its inner space. Afisho nagubo, even if it doesn't touch the inside of the kli. Hare elutzmei, and the food is now tame. Shenemar kol sher besocho yitma. Al hashar kelim atzmei, but other kelim that are tame, ena mitamen ochel mashkan achi gumen. So it's only through touching the container that the thing becomes tame. So an earthenware container does not mitame other kelim in its inner space, whether it's another earthenware container in it or other kelim. So Ketza, what's an example? Let's say it's a very large earthenware container that has in it other kelim, and suddenly tame goes into its inner space, in the large container inner space. Who tame? It's tame, the whole kelim shibasocho torn. But the other kelim that are inside the container, the large earthenware container, are still tahor. How you mashkim a kelim shibasocho, if there are liquids inside the kelim, nitzma mashkim aviro. So then the liquids are tame through the inner space, the chozim matamis a kelim, and then those liquids go ahead and cause tuma into the other vessels. Breze omer mitamecha lo timuni v'ata tamateini. That's what it means in the pasuk that says, that's what it means to say, as if the smaller containers say, the one that is important, so to speak, what it called, did not impart tuma, and now you're coming to impart tuma. A tame liquid touches an earthenware container on its outside. So the outside is tame like any other clip. As long as the container has an inner space. Let's say this container does not have an inner space, and then tame liquids touch it. Then it's still tar. Because any earthenware container that does not have an inner space, then the outside of it does not become tame through liquids touching it. Nogu ochlin amashkin b'achori kli cheres. Now let's say food or drink touch the outer part of the kli cheres, had tame. Harei l'tmei, they become tame. Vecha kli cheres vecha shor kol kelim. Doesn't matter if it's earthenware or not. B'davar zeh shekol kelim atzmei shenogu ochlin amashkin b'hen. Bein mitocham bein me'achorein nitzmo. That any time, a kli that's tame, that food or drink touches it, whether it's inside or on the outside, they become tame as well. So it doesn't matter if by an earthenware container that tuma goes in its inner space. So let's say I turn the kli over onto something tame on the ground. Now it's an ohal over it. Because now the tuma is considered like inside the inner space. So when it says in the inside, it's coming to include even a covering via an ohal. Let's say there's a pit in the ground and there's a dead sheretz in it. The kafa kli cheres al guma. So now the kli cheres goes over it. Lo nitzma. Why is it not tame? Shenemar el tocho achetikanis atzma shel tuma besocho. So the sheretz has to actually be in the inner part of the container, but since it's in a ditch and underneath the ground, so to speak, it's not in it. That's why if you find a dead sheretz underneath the ground that's below an oven. Okay, the oven is tar, because what we're going to say is the Shani Omer Chai Nafal. It was alive when it fell. V'achsha Meis B'socha Gumazu, and it died in that little ditch area underneath the oven. V'chein, this is Machar Tabasa Matam in the Chushoso. So too, if you find a needle or ring beneath the earth that's underneath the an oven, obviously kelim the sun to mayim, commotion yarno, even though by other kelim would be tame, hariatanar tahor, the oven still tahor. Shani omer, I'll say, sham hayu achlo ba tanar. It was there all along until the oven came along. That tanar nivna alayan, and the tanar was built on top of it, hare velo nafl basocho, and it never fell inside. Nimsu bedeshen, hare atanar tamesh in lo b'may yitla. So what we see from this is that, what it called, is that when it comes to the ashes in the oven, what it called, if the kelim are found in the ashes that you take out from the oven, then at that point we see the oven is tame, because they have nothing to rely on anymore. Nimsu b'nechushasa shatanor nirin, ava inam yotzen avira. Because there's nothing, nimsu b'nechushasa, if it's, again, if it's found in the, the earth below the oven, right? But it was never actually visible. So imo, if it's a batzek v'nogei b'hen, nitzma. So if he bakes the dough and he touches it, it's nitzma, a tanor becomes tamei, gilei b'sok avira. At that point, that's what he's referring to above, it's as if it's in his inner space. Vimlav, if not, a tanor tahor, the tanor is tahor, kilu ha'ilamatem nechushasa, we treat it as if it was below its earth. Beza batzek amrus, and which kind of dough we're talking about, the batzek ha'beinoni, regular dough, shena rach b'yosef lo kasha. It's not too moist, not too soft, nor is it too firm. L'chazayin, asheret shenimsa b'ayin shel tanor, b'ayin shel kira, b'ayin shel kufach. So let's say I find a dead sheret inside the eye area of the oven, or the eye of a kira, of like a stovetop, or the eye of kupach is for, kira is for two pots, kupach is one. Im minsa min asafa p'nimi so l'chutz atar. So if it's found from the outer lip, from the inner lip to the out, it's tahor, but chenimsa b'avir ayin tahor. If it's found in the inner air, the airspace of the ayin, it's also tahor. Shrei l'nichlas l'avir tanor or akira kupa, because it never actually went into the inner space of the oven itself. El tachas ove dafnosein hutale. Rather, it's suspended over the thick part of the walls. V'afilu hayasham kizayis minamei starin. So even if there is a kizayis of a corpse in there, it's tahor. Alim kanei b'ove ayin poseach tefach. The only exception is what he called, if there's if the hole is the size of a tefach, maybe it's a tumah la'avir tanor, then now it's, so to speak, bringing the tumah into the inner space of the tanor, kumachi spar, bein tumas meis. So that was the one exception we saw much earlier in Hilchos Tumas Meis. L'ches nimsa hasheretz u'makom u'nachas ha'itzim min asaf ha'pnimis l'chos tar. So when a dead sheretz is found where the wood is placed, okay, on the inner edge of the lip and out, it's tahar. Nimsa makom yeshivas Hevlon, but makom shivas atzeva, makom shivas shoke as esim. But if it's found in a place where, let's say, what it called, a person who dies sits, or a person who is attending at a shvitz sits, or a person who where they cook olive sits, then a kultar, we say in that situation everything retains the status of being tar. But the test ain't a tanner below kiyar below shamakamos hayikod mistamin. So neither the oven or the stovetop, etc., become tame. Rather, ela imken nimsas atuma min astima lifthem. It has to be from the area that's sealed and inward for tuma to be applied. L'chiyod kli charesh shoshim bo bali batim. So earthenware containers that people drink from, but private citizens drink from. All right, shebe emso kamo resha shacharesh. That inside the earthenware container, there's some type of like filter that's made out of earthenware. Usfaso shemala min areshes kamo misrak, and there's a lip that goes above it that has like teeth. That's also earthenware. Bezeu nikrat tzirtzor, that's what that's called. In nechnas ha'tum la'avir ha'misrak l'mala min areshes. So if tuma goes into the airspace of the tooth area and the comb area and above of this filter, nitzma kula, the whole thing is tamesh, zeu tochel shel klizeh, because that's considered as if it's inside of the kli. L'chiyav, klicharash hayelo shlosha sfiyo zulef nimizu. Let's say I have an earthenware container that has three walls. One is more inside than the other. Haysa p'nimis odefes, right? So let's say the interior one is the highest one. V'nechnas ha'tum la'avir ha'p'nimis. And therefore, the tumah goes into the highest wall, inner highest wall. So any food or drink that's in the airspace between the innermost wall and the one, the middle one, and the outer one is tar. Let's say the middle one is biggest, right? And the what it called, and it's found in its in the middle one's airspace. Lefnim tameh mimena, right? So the inner one is tameh because of it. But the outer one is still tar. Let's say the outer one is tallest, the nimsa avira, hakol tama. And if it's found in that area, then it's everything's tama. Hayu shavos, if they're all equal, kol nitzpa avira nitzmea v'ashar tara. So it remains wherever location became tame, only that location remains tame. Okay. I'll pass them zobasok zo, right? So let's say I have frying pans and one's inside the other. This is so and shavos, right? And their rims are basically the same height. That sheretz bel yona batachtona, zu sheish ba sheretz tmea, shar al fasin tarinhein, b'chol ha'ochlin shabahed. So wherever the sheretz is located, if it's in the upper or if it's in the lower one, right? So whichever one it's in becomes tameh, and the rest of them are tar, as well as the food that's inside them. Haya kol ilfas ben nikuva, b'kones mashke. Let's say each of the frying pans had a hole, and that hole was there for liquids to go in. That sheretz bel yona, and the sheretz is in the uppermost one. The kol ochlin mashin shabachol al fasin tmeim. So all the food and drinks that are in it, all the frying pans are tameh, shatumah ba'avir, kulan kamosh yisbar. Because now we'll say the tumah is in the airspace of all of them. Haya sheretz b'tachdona, if the sheretz is in the bottom one, he tzmeh, v'kulan taro, so that one's tameh and the other one's a taro, shana nichla sheretz avir al yona, because the sheretz never actually went into the airspace of the upper one, ve'in sasa tachdono depes, and the lip of the edge of the lower one is not bigger, k'dei l'tameh kol ochlin mashin shesocha, to make everything inside it to be tameh. Haya hasheretz be'al yona, right, let's say the sheretz is in the top one, v'in sasa tachdono depes. And let's say the lip of the bottom one is taller. Ha'ayona tzmeya. The upper one is tamei shesharetz besocha because the sharetz is inside it. V'chena tachtona. And so to the lower one, they shesfasa odepes because its wall is bigger. Its lip is bigger. Harei sharetz bavira. The sharetz is in its space. The sharal fasa, the other frying pan shesocha tachtona that are in the lower one tahorim shein kli cheres mitama kli shesocha because as we know, a kli cheres does not make another kli cheres tamei in it. Let's say there is liquid in between them. So anytime there is liquid in them, it is what do you call it? It is tameh, right? Shamashke mistamim avir tachtona haudefes, because the liquid is able to contract and give off tumah from the lower pot airspace because it's larger. And then goes back because it's a liquid and makes the rest of the frying pan tameh. An earthenware tabletop, shahayuk aros dvukosba, the plates are attached to it, mitchilas maaseya, when it was first built, reakol kli echad, so therefore it's considered like one large container, v'nitmeis achas men lo nedvukulon. However, if one of them becomes tameh, we don't say the whole thing is tameh. Mimai yalatava dofen ode, but if the tabletop has a, what do you call it, a border that's higher, shenimsu kol aros shebesocha, all the plates are like inside it, v'nitmeis achas men, and one of the plates becomes tameh, then nitzvukulon. At that point, they all become tameh. And this applies to earthenware spice box as well as inkwells that are made in such a way, again, like with an inkwell, it's attached to the table when it's made. Finally, so when it comes to a wooden spice box, okay, that let's say is a compartment inside, one of them becomes tame, the mashkin with liquids, the other batim are still okay. Dofen Odef, if it has a wall that's taller, a border that's taller, Shinimsu call batim the Shibsoko, and now all the compartments are inside that. Vinidwa Echami Bata, Vimashkin, and one of the compartments gets tame through liquids, Nitzmu Kulan, they all become tame. Shakol Kli Ekikli Echa, they're all one Kli. Ukli Shinita Toko, Vimashkin, Nitzmu Kulan, one Kli, it's tame inside it, but with liquids, the whole thing becomes tame. Hayu Bata of Kvuin Vimasmer, let's say the batim are attached together by nails. Hare Elu Chibra Zelzet, Tama Lazaya, they're now considered one when it comes to tuma and sprinkling. Hayu tikun bilvad, but let's say they are not what do you call it? Let's say they could be removed easily. Hayu re'elu chibul tumah v'lo la'zayah, right? So if they're what do you call it? I'm sorry, if they're joined together, what do you call it? If they're like pieces in a puzzle, okay? Then it's considered attached for tumah, but not for sprinkling of the water. However, imayu bata nitlin v'nitnin, let's say I could take the compartments in and out. Then inin chibur, it's not considered attached lo tumah v'lo la'zayah for neither a tumah or for sprinkling. That ends Parak Gimel, and we'll continue with Parak Yudalah tomorrow.